Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The phone number here to call in or to get any of our Bible study resources, DVDs, debates, and so on, the phone number is 800-8-ENYART, 800-836-9278. I hope your Christmas was wonderful. Our Christmas at the Enyart household was absolutely wonderful. A house filled with kids from ages 6 to 26 and grandkids. What a wonderful time, and daughter-in-laws, and what a good time we had. In fact, our kids at ages, this is just weird. There's 6, 8, 10, and then you skip 10 years. 20, 22, 24, 26. Isn't that weird? And you could even put the grandkids in there, ages, and this is only true for about 2 months out of the year, but 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 20, 22, 24, 26. That's weird. We had a wonderful time, but it wasn't all fun and games because for part of the day, there were protests yesterday, protests at the homes of abortionists and those with the White's Company and their subcontractors building the nation's largest abortion facility right here in Denver, Planned Parenthood's 52,000-square-foot abortuary and headquarters. And so there were five protests yesterday on Christmas. And I went to, with some family members, went to the third protest, which was at 10:45, and went from 10:45 to 11 in Greenwood Village at the home of Bill Hornaday. Their city council and their mayor just passed an ordinance directed at our home protest, and it had virtually no impact. And we were there. There were over 40 of us there on Christmas in a blizzard, and it was cold, and we had a wonderful time of fellowship. And there were two police cars, and one neighbor, they don't have sidewalks there. Sort of like a poor neighborhood, you know, they don't have sidewalks or curbs, except for the million-dollar homes. But other than that, it's sort of like a poor neighborhood without sidewalks. And we went, and somebody got out of one of the cars. I don't want to give their identity for fear of prosecution. But whoever it was got out of the car, and it was snow everywhere. You couldn't see the ground. So he got out of the car on the passenger side, and there was a police car parked right in front of that vehicle, and then walked to greet all the protesters. Well, lo and behold, one of the neighbor there, called the police and complained that someone stepped on their grass. And there's no sidewalk, and there was snow, and you can't see. And there's a 3-foot easement giving people a place to walk other than in the street, since they're too poor to have sidewalks. So anyway, police officer went over and investigated with all diligence and reported that, yes, indeed, someone stepped on a blade of grass, but that all seems to be within the law. So anyway, what the neighborhoods of these White's Company executives and subcontractors are realizing, and some local officials have said this, and this has been reported, is that no matter what ordinance you pass, these protests are not going away. And these people have been protesting 5 days a week on the streets at abortion clinics. And for almost 20 years, on every major holiday, practically, at the homes of abortionists, for 20 years. And as of what, now or this month coming, the White's Company will have earned permanent collaborator status with the pro-life movement, and they will be protested for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children in the facility they're building. So that's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. Oh, by the way, if you want to be a part of that, and Will Duffy is running that effort, familiesagainstpp.com, and what a tremendous effort it is. In fact, this is the best that has ever been done, as far as we know. And the pro-life community does a pretty good job of documenting its activities. this is the best that has ever been done to try to stop the building of a new death camp and abortion clinic. It truly is extraordinary. And I think the White's company is starting to get it that not only is this happening to their current executives, but let's say in 5 years from now, Bill Hornaday or Gary Megosin are thinking of moving on or retiring. They're tired of the home protest, and they're going to hire a new executive. Well, that new executive will be an executive with the White's Corporation that has earned permanent collaborator status with the abortion industry. And so that new executive will be protested at his home, at his residence. And, you know, over the years, some people live in gated communities, and that's fine. We protest the neighbors, you know, as close as we can, because there's no child killing with tranquility. And this is about the most significant thing that we can do to create social tension. And boy, does it create tension. And so you're going to kill kids. You're going to help kill kids. We're going to do what we can to make your life miserable. So that's how that works. And so the White's Corporation, they're going to have this permanent collaborator status, and they're going to have to realize that when they need a top executive for their billion-dollar industry, it's going to have to be somebody who wants his wife and kids to get to know the crazy pro-life protesters who are going to be at their home Christmas morning. Now, would that make you reconsider whether you're going to take a job as an executive with this company or maybe this company over here? They haven't built an abortion clinic, and I'm not going to be harassed for the next 15 years. Now, they call it harassment. It's legal. And when people are helping kill innocent children, then it's actually not harassment. It's help. We are helping them to reevaluate, and hopefully they will. Okay, so that's familiesagainstpp.com. If you want to be involved, there was a wonderful family I met at the Christmas protest, the third of five yesterday. And what a neat family, mother, father, three teenage kids, just a great, great time. I met about 10 people I had never met before at yesterday's third of five protest home visits on Christmas Day during a blizzard. That's commitment, and that should tell them this is long term. This is not going to go away, guys. Okay. Recently, my wife Cheryl and I'm not going to say what state, what city, where, but we were at a dinner party, tremendous dinner party with a couple dozen people. It was in the home of a doctor. It was they had live music catered, and there were all kinds of people there, rancher, international finance guy, an FBI agent, and really, really interesting, fun people. What a wonderful time. And one of the topics that came up is that the FBI has launched a $1 billion effort to upgrade, to build, really, the world's largest computer database of people's physical characteristics so they can identify people, and especially suspects, and find people who have committed crimes. So this system, $1 billion, wow. This will be where? In Clarksburg, West Virginia. And it will do the typical fingerprints, of course, and palm patterns, and digital images of faces will make up a big part of this. And also, it will collect iris patterns in your eye, you know, behind the cornea, the iris patterns and scars, and even things like the unique ways that people walk and how they talk, to help identify criminals and terrorists and punish people who've committed crimes and stop people from committing more crimes and so on. So I'm thrilled that the government is doing that. I remember when in Colorado, the city and county of Denver was building DIA, Denver International Airport, and there were many people who were against it for various reasons. And I remember saying, Let them play. It's what? A $3 billion? I forget now. Was it a $3 billion budget? And they went over budget by $1 billion, something like that. And they had to put the runways at a certain distance apart. But because the project manager had gone to public school, he forgot that we were a mile high. So when you plug into the formula how far apart the runways have to be, the higher you are altitude-wise, the further apart they have to be for safety's sake, because the planes have to approach at faster and faster speeds. So when you get to Mexico City, you're really flying when you come down to land. And Denver's a mile high. Well, they forgot Denver was a mile high. They did it as though we were at sea level, and lo and behold, we've got major runways that are 1,000 feet too close together, which is a danger. You know, it increases the risk of accident, but, you know, thankfully, if well managed and extra care and precaution is taken for the next 50 years, should be okay. But they're spending billions of dollars on this massive construction project, and some people are complaining about it all. And my position at the time was, let them build it, because it's taking up their time. It's occupying them. They're not doing something else that would be destructive. Governing officials spending money, it's one of the most dangerous things. And most of the money they spend are for things that ruin people's lives. And roadways, waterways, airports, train stations, they're basically safe infrastructure things. And so let them build it. They'll be distracted. They won't do some other stupid thing while they're working on the airport. Oh, they'll find time to do plenty of stupid things. But this one airport might save us from half a dozen devastating social programs. So just let them occupy themselves and spend their money, actually our money. Okay, so with this FBI database, this is thrilling. This is thrilling because it's the right thing to do with tax dollars. Part of the government's responsibility, as ordained by God, is to fight against crime, criminals, and to track down and prosecute, and if convicted, to punish criminals. And this will help with that. So some people think, well, this is Big Brother, and you might be one of them. If so, I'd love to hear your argument. The phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. But I rejoice in this kind of thing, especially when people come across the border, that we collect all kinds of biometric data and imaging. You take a picture of their eye, and you don't have to be right close up. You could do it from a bit of a distance, and that's a very fast way to identify people with a high degree of accuracy. And fingerprints and the shape of faces and so on, all kinds of neat ways, and ultimately DNA. DNA, which would help, you know, if we had a national DNA database, that would change for the better. It would change for the better the face of criminal justice. And that would be great. That would be absolutely tremendous. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. There is no right to anonymity. There is no such thing. No one has a right to be anonymous. And so, you know, there are many folks. This is one thing that the ACLU shares with quite a few right-wingers. This paranoia that the government might know who you are. And I don't get that for the right. You know, for the left, what? They want the right to enjoy child pornography, say. That's the official position of the ACLU, that child pornography should be legal to publish and distribute, profit from, to purchase. So that's, you know, you don't need any more than that to know how wicked the ACLU is, the Antichrist Legions of the Underworld, ACLU. All criminals love us, ACLU. And So if the ACLU thinks that, well, you know, you should have this right to anonymity, and right-wingers think, well, we should have this right to anonymity, I'd ask the right-wingers at least to rethink it. Rethink it, and where does that fundamental right come from? How do you know that? Did you just make it up out of some, you know, paranoia instinct? And when you look at the trade-off, and yes, people will be identified. You can identify people. The government can identify people. And that also means we can do a much better job of finding out if someone, you know, who raped a child. And so the deterrence could be increased significantly. That's encouraging. Okay. Of course, there's other issues, but all right. Now, ABC News and Fox News, they have reported on this American Right to Life Action TV ad that's running in Iowa statewide for the Iowa caucuses, exposing Mitt Romney. It's called Romney Fairy Tale, and it's doing well online. It has thousands of views. You can see it at ARTL, American Right to Life, action.com. So it's doing well, and today I was talking to the president of American Right to Life Action earlier, Steve Curtis, and he said he got a call from a major nationally known reporter who asked for a copy of the ad in a super high resolution. And so what would he need that for? That's because looks like he wants to do a report and air a, you know, a significant excerpt of the ad. If not the whole ad, wouldn't that be great? So I don't want to give the name of the reporter since that could influence whether or not such a report will see air, but we hope so. And wouldn't that be great? Well, on abcnews.com, they have a blog, and this one reporter, Jake Tapper, he's done two articles now about the ad. And so people are posting there. They're posting, and they're making comments. And ABC News, of course, you wouldn't find the conservative Christian pro-life viewers as the primary demographic, of course. ABC News is pro-abortion, pro-homo, pro-evolution, pro-pretty much everything godless you can think of, and against pretty much all the most important things that there are to stand for. That's ABC News. But anyway, I'd like to read you a couple of the posts of the comments on Jake Tapper's blog at abcnews.com. And then I collected a handful of these, and I responded to about, what, a half a dozen of these folks, all in one pretty short post. So here we go. This guy, Jeff Fuller, he wrote to the ABC News reporter, Jake Tapper, and to anybody reading the website. He wrote, "The president of American Right to Life Action says that he doesn't particularly like Mike Huckabee. I am saying he's a liar with that statement." Unquote. Okay. So he doesn't believe it. Steve Curtis did an interview with this ABC News reporter, and they said, "So are you really pulling for Mike Huckabee because you're going after Mitt Romney? And as far as pro-lifers running in Iowa, if you hurt Romney, that might help Huckabee." And Steve Curtis was honest, and he said, "No, I don't particularly like Mike Huckabee. I mean, Mike Huckabee is a liberal. He's like Jimmy Carter, only doing a better job misleading conservative Christians into thinking that, you know, he's one of us. He might be a Christian, but boy, is he one twisted sister, I'll tell you, a brother. He'd be a brother, right? He's one twisted brother if he's a true Christian, and I hope that he is a true Christian. But no, Steve Curtis answers, "American Right to Life is not supporting Huckabee. They're against Huckabee. Huckabee is a child-killing regulator. He supports laws that say, and then you could kill the baby." So this guy, Jeff Fuller, writes, he's lying with that statement. And so I responded to Jeff, to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you're not very good at this. If you would have read American Right to Life's principles, you would have seen that they oppose child-killing regulators, that is, anyone who supports laws that end with, and then you can kill the baby. Sadly, Huckabee has never opposed such immoral legislation, and so your bold guess is wrong. Okay. And then there's someone who posted named Savia, Savia, S-A-V-E-A. To Savia, I wrote, I said, Savia, didn't someone investigate your computer's IP address and find out that you're a shill for the Romney campaign? Savia, in fact, a handful of people who posted, they posted with such writing that it seemed like it was copywritten script taken right out of a Romney pamphlet to defend him. And one of the things Savia wrote was, at least Romney acknowledged his change of mind publicly. Now, that's just a crack up. So I wrote to Savia, the American Right to Life ad exposes that Romney didn't change his mind. He's lying to get elected. And if that's your game, yes, it's done publicly. I mean, if you're lying to get elected, you can't do it privately. You have to do it publicly. So they're taking the fact that he did it publicly and trying to make it some kind of strong character issue. And then I wrote to Eric, Eric, you say that Romney shows integrity. Well, you have redefined integrity to mean lying to get votes. You know what's interesting? Not one of the many comments I read did a single thing to try to refute the evidence in the ad, which shows video and audio of Mitt Romney himself speaking. Mitt Romney himself showing that he's a liar. And so let's see. I wrote to Cordelia. Cordelia, yes, the Republican National, and I'm responding to things that they had written. Cordelia, yes, the Republican National Committee has given money to National Right to Life to buy their blind allegiance. Wasted money, though. They already had it. To James Danley. James, the main issue, he said, you know, the main issue is such and such. James, the main issue is the intentional killing of the innocent. By the way, check the record. Since World War II, Republican administrations spend way more on social programs than Democrats. Bush has done that, right? Generally, Republican spending is just through the roof as compared to Democrats. And I know Republicans spend more on military than Democrats, and that's great. But my recollection is that Bush is typical of previous presidents and even previous Republican presidents, and even in social spending, they outspend Democratic liberal presidents. Okay, and so on, and so it goes, and, well, let me do a couple more here. All right, JT wrote, the greatest test of a man's integrity and character is how he treats his wife and children. So I wrote to JT, wrong. Plenty of murderers have had families who were shocked at the dad's murders. Right? So he's saying, hey, Romney has a nice family, wife and kids. So that proves he has great integrity. Well, plenty of murderers had a nice family, wife and kids, until they all found out the guy was a murderer. So that's not the test. That's not the greatest test of a man's integrity and character. The greatest test of a man's integrity and character is how is his relationship with God, his creator? That's number one. And then number two, how is his relationship with his neighbor? And since Mitt Romney is willing to sacrifice innocent children to get votes, that's one pretty lousy relationship. So to Maria, thanks for properly characterizing the partial birth abortion ban as phony. Pretty cool. And so this goes on and on, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. There is a Mitt Romney questionnaire. Mitt Romney multiple choice questionnaire, which is hysterical. It's put out by Massachusetts Resistance, massresistance.org. And I'll give you an example of the questions. For each question, there's answer A, B, or C, and C is both A and B. So here's question number one, and this is typical of all of them. Amending the Massachusetts Constitution to define marriage as one man and one woman, what was Mitt Romney's position? A, when running for governor, Romney denounced the marriage amendment as extreme and refused to support it. Or B, when running for president, Romney supported the marriage amendment with great enthusiasm. Or C, both A and B. The answer is C. Number two, Romney stated regarding homosexual civil unions. Romney stated that he has never supported homosexual civil unions, A. Or B, Romney lobbied for a state constitutional amendment that would create homosexual civil unions, C, both A and B. Right? And it goes like that for 20 questions, and they're pretty powerful. And this is put out by massresistance.org. And so Romney is a liar. You can say that he has no core, except that he's wicked at the core. See, to say somebody has no core, what, are they just confused? No, he's wicked at the core. He is godless, so he's a polytheist. He believes in many gods and that Jesus was once a man on another planet who grew up to be a god, and that one day Mitt will be a god and be worshipped. And it is worthwhile to help expose Mitt Romney and to put the fear of the pro-life movement back into supposed pro-life candidates in the Republican Party. Put that fear back in them so that they know, even with National Right to Life providing cover for them and their attorney James Bopp helping, advising the Romney campaign, that American Right to Life is here to end that era of deception, of deceiving pro-lifers. Okay, hey, we're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a fabulous school. And our website is kgov.com.